On this day, the day after the Assumption, the glorious Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, body and soul into heaven, after her course on earth was finished, we celebrate the feast of Saint Joachim, her father, also the patron saint of grandfathers, because he is the only grandfather of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of this, though the feast usually was celebrated in March, it was changed later to be after the Assumption, so that he could share in the glory of his daughter, the Immaculate Conception, the ever sinless, ever virgin Immaculate Conception, who now is assumed into heaven, body and soul. Saint Joachim was probably one of the ones that our Lord met in the limbo of the fathers when he descended into the limbo, which is incorrectly translated in the English. He descended into hell. He did not go to hell. You can, but he did not. And you can. Don't think that you can't. All it takes is one mortal sin. But it was the limbo of the fathers, where all those who were to be saved, who were to go to heaven, were waiting since the time of Adam and Eve. Of course, we know, despite everything they did to us and to God, they are saints, Adam and Eve. And their feast is rightly on December the 24th. And so our Lord came down and woke them up from the slumber of these centuries and centuries and centuries of the sleep of death. And with himself, he took them up to heaven, this before his bodily resurrection. And then, on the third day, he came back and he resurrected from the dead body and soul. And then, as he received this great gift, which he gave to himself, and that is perfectly normal, I give myself gifts all the time. Those are the best ones. Because people usually give me things that I don't want or need, and I have to just pass them on. They're getting the Christmas closet for next year. Our Lord resurrects, rises from the dead by his own power. I have the power to lay down my life and to take it up again, he said. And so he did. And so his grandfather, whom he may have known as a baby in his human nature, maybe not. St. Joachim may have died before the birth of Christ. We know he did know St. Anne, and many, many artists have proven this. And of course, that is a sensus fidelium of the artist, too. Many, many paintings, beautiful paintings, of our Lord with his mother and with his grandmother, St. Anne. But today is a day dedicated to grandfathers. And they need something, too. The women get all the gifts, and the men get nothing. So today is the day to give gifts to your grandfather and to pray for your grandfather. St. Joachim must have been so holy, as well as St. Anne, that God put them together. And then it is told that he who was of the Levite caste was on retreat in the desert, when an angel, probably St. Gabriel, appeared to him and to St. Anne separately and told them that they were about to have, and they were old, they were barren. God chooses the most incredible ways in which to perform miracles. And we ourselves are a proof of that. From the dead, from the ashes, we have risen and continue to rise. And so he told him, you are to have a child, a daughter, and she will be immaculate, but you're not to tell her or anyone else. Go back to your wife and conceive, and she will be the mother of the Messiah. And so it was to be. And so our Lord was born from the seed of St. Joachim and St. Anne, because it was necessary that he should be born from the seed of Adam and Eve, all the way down from David and Solomon and so forth, all the way down. Now, it's interesting that today the liturgy gives us the genealogy of Saint Joseph. And of course, this is not the genealogy of Christ, though it's almost the same up to a certain point. Saint Luke gives us the genealogy of Christ through Mary, of Mary. And of course, that's why Archbishop Lefebvre told me personally, more than once, that it was necessary to reform the traditional Latin Mass, but not the way they did. We have to go back to, from scratch, get rid of the last 50, 60 years since 1962, and forget that fiasco ever happened. And so today, we ask St. Joachim to help us to restore the Church, to clean it from all the mess in which it is, inside and out, and to restore the liturgy as it is supposed to be restored. And then maybe on his feast day, in some day in the future, not too far away, I hope, we will be using the genealogy of St. Luke, which is the genealogy of Mary, in which, of course, he would be included. St. Joachim and St. Anne, the only human grandparents of Our Lady. And so today we commend ourselves to him and the Church, the liturgy, and all our grandfathers, living and deceased, to his intercession in heaven. I'm almost sure, at least on one side of the family, that my grandfather is in heaven, and pretty close to sure of the other one. But one doesn't ever know. So today I remember both my grandfathers and all my ancestors, as you should remember your grandfathers and your ancestors. But of course, I remind you, if any of them unfortunately died in the state of mortal sin, it finished. You can't pray for them. Pray for those who, for whom you can pray. You know, it's very important that we realize this. The Catholic faith is not just a wish. It's not just like going to a stop sign and saying, we suggest that you stop at red and go at green. No, you stop and you go. And that is the Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.